The man considered to be the father of modern jazz trombone has died. J.J. Johnson began his professional career in 1941, later recorded with Count Basie, Miles Davis, Bud Powell, and others. He also was a composer, writing for jazz orchestra and for Hollywood. Chicago Public Radio's Tony Sarabia has this remembrance.
J.J. Johnson did something that many said couldn't be done. He took complex rapid-fire music called bebop and applied it to a rather cumbersome instrument, the slide trombone. Johnson brought a new level of respect to the instrument in the 1940s, says trombonist Robin Eubanks.
He's the one that took the trombone out of its second-class citizenship that it had in the jazz rank in terms of frontline instruments and made it possible to negotiate and navigate through the harmonic challenges and melodic challenges of bebop.
James Johnson was born January 22, 1924 in Indianapolis. He started taking piano when he was 9, then briefly played the baritone saxophone in his high school marching band. But he told NPR's Jazz Profiles he switched to trombone out of necessity.
When I got to high school, I began to associate with a bunch of guys around Indianapolis who we'd get together and listen to records of Lunsford and Basie and Wig Out, and just those things were blowing our minds. And we formed the band. We'd get together and just kind of jam, if you will, or play together. And they needed a trombone player, so I tried the trombone out to fill in the gap. I took it up in high school and learned how to play it from the high school band director. That's how I started to play it.
Johnson's professional career progressed rather quickly, playing for Benny Carter when he was 18, touring with one of the first Jazz at the Philharmonic groups, and doing a stint with the Count Basie Band. By 1946, he was recording under his own name. And those records have influenced a younger generation of players, including Robin Eubanks and Curtis Folks, one of the founding members of the Jazz Passengers.
I mean, his playing was demanding, you know. It just demanded a dedication that trombonists after him had to understand. You know, they understood it from listening to J.J. and realizing, wow, this is going to take, you know, some incredible work.
Folks says Johnson was able to play bebop without losing his soulful sound. Folks first heard Johnson play when he was 17 and remembers that the older musician's influence went beyond the music. He says every young player had to have the kind of trombone J.J. Johnson played, the King 3B.
There was no coincidence that, you know, we were grabbing King 3Bs, you know. I mean, not that it was going to make it any quicker for us to get to J.J., but it was definitely part of the piece that went into trying to, you know, play jazz.
Throughout the 1950s, Johnson led his own groups and formed an influential band with fellow trombonist Kay Winding. Johnson also explored composition and arranging and wound up in Hollywood, where he wrote for film and television. Johnson earned critical acclaim for his 1997 release, The Brass Orchestra, and that year he retired from performing. He told NPR that he was satisfied with his place in jazz history as a composer and a trombonist.
There's nothing I know of that's more rewarding and making something out of nothing. That's the ultimate.
J.J. Johnson died Sunday at his home in Indianapolis. He was 77 years old. For NPR News, I'm Tony Sarabia.